Recording in progress.
Okay.
Okay, good morning, everybody. It is now, according to my clock, 10:20. I'm calling the meeting to order. Go through the roll call. And you said Kevin was not able to go. Julieta, anybody from DOE? Cherica? Okay, myself. Darian?
Here.
Mark, GMH. Dr. Mendiola, GMH.
Here.
Mr. Manglonia? Dr. Kenny? Dr. Leon Guerrero?
Present.
Mr. Paulino? Mr. Javier? Dr. Weinlard? Ms. Nguyen? Ms. Duenas, GCC?
Present.
Okay. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes from the last meeting?
I think we need to review and approve the agenda first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I jumped. Has everybody had a chance to review the agenda? And do I have a motion to approve?
Hi, this is Dee from GCC. I motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Cherica Chagloff, I second.
Thank you. And is there a motion to approve the agenda? Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting? Dated May 22nd?
I motion.
Thank you. Is there a second? Is there a second to approve the minutes from the previous meeting of May 26th?
Hey, Duenas, I second the motion.
Thank you. Okay, and do we have any administrator's report for this meeting?
Okay. Good morning, Ms. Maggie. There's no update right now for the administrative report.
Thank you, Sharon. Legal counsel's report?
Mr. Rob Weinberg is not present in this board meeting.
Okay, let's go on to the committee reports. Is there a report for the Statutes and Rules Committee?
Hi, this is Angel August. So I understand that the last EMS Commission meeting, we actually approved the rules and regs, and it was submitted over to Senator Talai's office to actually get approved. So I have no idea from where it's at from that point.
Okay, thank you. How about the policies and protocol booklet?
Dr. Mendiola, Dr. Ross.
Sorry, I came in, broke up. Ask again, please.
Is there any update to the policies and protocol booklet?
Yes, we've put out some guidance on the new protocols, but policies booklet is still being worked on.
Okay. Any update on the ambulance diversion policy and inter-facility transfer?
Yeah, this is Dr. Ross. With the new notification that GRMC has been awarded the stroke center designation, we now have to look at a hospital destination diversion policy, and we'll have to redraft that based on whatever information they can provide for us.
Yes, I know. Yes, congratulations to GRMC. Okay, we're going to move on to old business with agency reports. Is there any report from Navy Hospital? Okay, we'll move on to Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. Any report?
Dr. Mendio, there's nothing to report for GMH.
All right. GCC, any report?
Hi, yes, this is Dee Duenas from GCC. We have put in for the next EMT course to run through the regular semester, the fall semester. It is now on our schedule, so we will be advertising for students who are interested in the community who would like to take the EMT course this coming fall. Additionally, we are currently going through the 22nd Fire Academy program, and the recruits have completed their clinicals, and today as we speak they are currently doing their skills testing, and then hopefully within the next few weeks or month, they will be able to test for the NREMT. We are working with Pearson to hopefully try and get them to take the NREMT exam as a group. So GCC is working closely with GFD for the 22nd Fire Academy. And in regards to the paramedic, I will defer to Angel for the paramedic update. So I don't know if he wants to do that now or later.
Yeah, I can do that. So currently the Guam Fire Department has already sent off the first cohort. We originally started off 36. We're now down to 16 individuals still in the program. Mm-hmm. Out of the 16, there's actually currently 4 individuals that are in Texas doing their field clinicals. They should be returning back in Guam by the end of this month, and the next group will be heading towards that direction as well to continue on. So we have a total of four cohorts that will be going over there to finish their clinicals, and once they come back, they can be ready to take the NREMT for their national certification.
Wow. All right. Thank you.
Angel? This is Dr. Ross. Aren't they taking the exam while in Texas?
No. So TC suggested that all they had time enough to do was their field clinicals, and then after they do the psychomotor skills, they're going to let us take the NRMT exam back here in Guam, because in between the ride-alongs and the OR shifts they're going to be doing, there's little to no time to actually for them to study and take the final exam. For NRMT.
So they'll be able to complete the entire exam process at the Pearson Learning Center here in Guam?
That is correct. So according to TC and Robert Stanley, once everybody finishes the field clinicals, technically they are paramedics with the course completion certificate. They're just not going to be nationally recognized until they pass the NRMT.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any report from Department of Education? No. For my program, MCH, we're currently working on our annual grant application. We just submitted a grant application to the CDC on a study for maternal mortality. So hopefully we will be accepted for that. There's only 8 grants going to be awarded. So keep our fingers crossed. For public health, I do know that Dr. Leon Guerrero is on. Dr. Leon Guerrero, would you like to give any updates for public health general?
No news other than the vaccines for the 6-month-old to 5-year-olds are here.
Okay. Any report from DPW, Public Works? Moving on to GPD, Guam Police. Okay. EMS for Children's Program, ambulance inspections.
Yes, for the ambulance inspections, we are starting to inspect this month and next month. For GFD, AMT, priority one and MMR.
Thank you, Sharon. For emergency medical dispatch, in a report.
Status quo for the 911 center.
Thank you. GRMC. Okay. Moving on to new business, the conference.
Yes, that's the MSO conference. We actually attending that back in South Carolina. So she hasn't called me about any updates. So I guess probably next meeting we can see what they were hosting back there, and hopefully she gives us an update when she comes back.
All right. Good. South Carolina size. And certification for individuals for access medical transport and GFD. Okay. And we're open now for any announcements.
Yeah, this is Angel August. I just put a message on everybody, the link for the newscast that the Guam Fire Department personnel that were interviewed by the Tyler, Texas media. It's on the chat.
All right, thank you.
Hi, this is Cherika Chagloff with GFD. So I was, it was brought to my attention, or I was asked a question regarding the non-emergent transports. I'm not sure which one, it wasn't discussed who exactly, but non-emergent transports have approached senators regarding their restrictions on transporting emergency patients. I think the council or the commission needs to look into their concerns, because it's bypassed the commission and gone straight to the legislature. So they have a few concerns. Off the top of my head, I can't recall exactly what it was, but they had concerns about not being able to go lights and sirens on the roadways to a medical facility. So I know that this is something that we've discussed previously when a non-emergent transport was utilizing the Star of Life on their official vehicles. Just if there's a non-emergent transport on the live or on the meeting, if you have concerns, please address them to the commission via email or in writing, so that we can bring it up in the next meeting. The approach was, how do you say it, not in an official capacity. Mm-hmm. It was off the records concerns that I did not have the actual answers to, but just to bring it up to the commission. If there are concerns, please bring it forth so that we can discuss it.
Thank you, Cherika. Yes, I agree. If there's any if there's anybody on the meeting from the non-emergent transport, please address the concerns to the commission. Also, we've had a request for the next meeting to have a presentation from GRMC on their new certification. Could I have a vote to put them on the next meeting's agenda? If you're in approval, please say aye.
Aye, Cherika, GFD.
Thank you.
Aye, Dorothy Duenas, D. Duenas, GCC.
Thank you.
Aye, Dr. Mendiola, GMH.
Thank you.
Aye, Darren, Chief Berger, Bonfire.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, we shall put the GRMC on the next agenda for their presentation. Any other announcements that would like to be shared? Okay, next meeting has been set for July 28 at 10 a.m. via Zoom. And could I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Chief Breyer, motion to adjourn.
Okay. Chair Kachakloff, I second.
Thank you. Thank you. So the meeting is now adjourned, and my clock says 10:38 a.m. Thank you. Recording stopped.